it's always about an awareness. And I it's like I often say about, like, I didn't even write the book Your Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. It just sort of wrote itself through me. And I feel so grand and great that I had a statue of St. Francis there with all the time, every day. I looked at that and I got inspiration from somehow the idea and the energy of this particular statue that I had taken, that someone had carved for me in Assisi, who went back 8 or 9 centuries in that lineage, and was a carver then and is a carver now. And I feel the connection whenever I look at that statue, and I feel so strong and so profound that I was able to have this come through me. And I thank Francesco for the inspiration, and I never take credit for it, but I take the royalties. I do. And I'm proud to take them, and I take them, and I distribute them, and I pass them out, and I enjoy them, and I make it a part of more giving and more enjoying and so on. But always there's that part of me that says, you're making a difference. You're making a difference. You are serving in some way. And I'd like to suggest to you that it doesn't have to be as public as it is for me. In fact, it was not always so public for me, for a good part of my life. I mean, I was 36 years old when Your Erroneous Zones became a bestseller and so on. So for 36 years before that, I was a school teacher and a college professor and a bag boy and a newspaper delivery boy and delivered pizzas and made hamburgers and things. There was always an element. There's an element of wanting to, giving is receiving. That when you receive, you want to give, and when they give, you want to receive. And there's this circle that is what purpose is about. And that's what your music is. And there are many people who equate what I'm saying with risk-taking. And I've had many people tell me how grateful they are that I've taken risks to talk about some of the things I speak about on tapes and on the media and so on. And I always respond to that with, there's nothing risky about it at all. The only risk for me is not talking about it, that I couldn't live with myself if I didn't. That when you are actualizing yourself, when you are finding a sense of purpose, when you are able to figure out a way to serve, and if you don't know how to do that, just ask yourself, how may I serve? It's the difference between asking what are my quotas and always going after what are my quotas. You know, that Jung talked about the archetypes that we go through in our lives. You know, the archetype, the lowest archetype is the, as adults, is the archetype of the athlete. And the archetype of the athlete is the time in our adult life when our primary emphasis is on our body and what it can do and how strong it is and how beautiful it is and what it looks like. And then we move, he said, through the archetype of the warrior. And the warrior is the time in our adult life when we set goals for ourselves and we're trying to collect as much as we can and we want to defeat others and we want to be better than others. We want to be number one. They're all warriors. Everybody you see on television during the football games and so on, and they've all got their finger. We're number one. No, we're number one. That's all warrior mentality. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that it's a very low level of consciousness and you'll never find purpose in being a warrior. Because as they say, you know, there's two ways to have the tallest building in town. One of the ways to have the tallest building in town is to go around and knock down everybody else's buildings. But as we've learned here, that particularly in America recently, we don't like it when people knock down our buildings. And if you go around knocking down other people's buildings as a way of elevating yourself, it's going to come back to haunt you in major, major ways, isn't it? Because the world's outrage will become apparent. But the other way to have the tallest building in town is to focus on your own building and to begin to work on it and make it grow and so on. So as warriors, most of the time we're knocking down other people's buildings we're trying to compete with. And then he said, you move to the archetype of the statesman or the stateswoman, which is the time in our adult life when we begin to say, what are your quotas, rather than here are mine. And how may I serve becomes much more important than what's in it for me?